Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So apparently Big Sook likes to visit the Hustler Megastore, and now he's going to tell you about it.
That store has been there for, it's been there for a long time.
Where is it?
It's on Mill Plain in Vancouver, and it's like tucked off the street. They always are. Yeah, it used to be a gym. I used to work out there when I was a kid, and then it was like a plasma center, and now it's a Hustler Megastore.
Quite the spectrum of businesses there.
Yeah, and I've always thought, like, every now and then, like, you'll go to, like, get a Blizzard. And, like, you're sitting in the Dairy Queen line, and you look over there, and you're like, oh, there's a Hustler store there. And I'm like, how are these places in business? Like, who's going? There's never anyone there. And so the other night, I said that I had to go get a dirty deck of playing cards. For Thanksgiving, my gal bought, like, this. It's basically like a Jim Rummy solitaire game that she wants to play as a group. And everyone has to have their own deck of cards because you have to be able to sort them. So she bought a set, and I was like, screw that. I'm getting my own set of cards. And I'm getting a set. I wanted a set of nudie cards to play a very wholesome family game. Well, and so I went to get them online at Amazon. Amazon doesn't sell, like, dirty products. And I was like, well, I'm not going to pay.
Can't say I knew that.
Yeah. Believe me, I was too. I was like, really? Like, I can't get a dirty... I can buy anything on Amazon. I can buy a car on Amazon, but I can't get a dirty deck of playing cards.
You can buy cars on Amazon?
Yeah, Ford just agreed to sell, like used cars on Amazon.
Boy, that's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. You can buy, like, certified pre-owned cars on Amazon.
Not have to go to the dealership? Yeah, yeah. That's going to take right off.
They get warranties and all
Dude,
that
I'd
stuff.
Dude, I'd buy a car on Amazon.
Me too.
You can buy anything else, but apparently you can't buy, like, a comedian set of nudie cards. The best I could come up with was, like, scantily clad hentai figures. And I'm like, that's not what I'm looking for.
No.
So I saw that when you Google dirty deck of adult playing cards, Hustler pops up. And I'm like, well, I'm not ordering them because you have to pay a bunch of money for free shipping. And I was like, I'll just go to the Hustler store. So I stroll into the Hustler store after work. And let me just say for the record, that place is huge.
It's a superstore, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's enormous.
That's why they call it a superstore.
I had no idea.
When you go into a superstore, you expect it to be large. What's the matter with you?
I just didn't think.
I didn't know they had a Costco of sex stores.
It is. It is a
Which is better, Costco or Hustler?
Well, I'm not going to lie. The Hustler store was way more interesting than the...
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
You will see a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Black dong.
And what I realized, too, in this one... And I will say there was a guy and a girl both working. And they seemed very friendly. I think they were a little weirded out that I was in there.
Oh, come on. You look just like everyone else that goes in there.
I was going to say, man. They can't be judging who walks in that door.
I think the guy liked what I had going on. I don't think the girl did.
What?
I think the guy liked what I had going on.
But he's gay.
Can't say that for certain. He seemed very flirty, as opposed to,
like,
the girl.
What did he say?
There was
explore this.
There was a lot of comments made about my size. Size, tattoos. There was just he seemed interested in what I had going on.
I'm gay, I'm gay.
And he was interested in what I was there to buy. And when I told him I was just there to buy.
I bet you he gets all kinds of dudes in that shop.
Oh yeah.
And all I told him I was just there. I told him what I was doing. I was just looking to buy, like, a deck of cards. He directed me to the deck of cards and then proceeded to show me a lot. I got a lot of attention. Not from the gal, but
was there anybody else in there?
There were, like, three other people. It was very dead. For a giant store, there wasn't a lot of people there. The funny part is, there's a normal room when you walk in, and then there's a back room that's the 18-plus room.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah. There's two separate.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, no. There's two separate rooms.
I've never been to an adult shop where there's an out front area and then a more adult area. I thought they were all 18 plus.
No, sir. Man, there's other stuff going on.
Yeah.
I went to one in Dallas one time, and this was my first indoctrination into these types of things even existing.
Naughty things.
Yeah.
They had the back room, like
booths.
Booths, yeah. I had never seen that before.
And oh, with like, the videos in them.
Yeah, you can go in and
do things,
watch your vids, and do whatever you need to do. But I didn't know that existed until I was in my early 20s.
So my man escorts me in the back. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, he does.
And the best part is they've got hands-on like exhibits in the back where you can try out.
Oh, God. I don't want to touch that.
Can a grown man take your pants off? If you want to like bat something around and feel it, you can like. They've got stuff like out of boxes.
Wait, can you say that again? What? What was it?
What?
Say it again.
What? You can bat them around.
Bat what?
Things. They've got.
I love dong news.
Yeah, they've got a lot of the products. There's like display tables. Where you can handle stuff before you buy it. It's like a try it before you buy it.
All right.
So they got different stuff set up, which was hilarious. And I was cackling. I was smiling the entire time. I thought it was great. And the guy was super friendly. And I just couldn't help but smile and laugh at the absurdity of some of the things, especially some of the stuff that was on that was on display. I'll go back to what I thought were my favorite products. But one of the best things is when I was leaving and I was checking out, I couldn't find anything for the White Elephant gift. I was going to get some for the BTJ's party White Elephant gift. But all the stuff that I wanted to get, it may have been problematic. I found like four things that I thought were awesome. And then I was like, boy, how much... What am I?
You were deterred.
Well, I'll share you with one that I was going to buy. Like, it was in my hand, ready to go. And I don't know if it's. I may go back and get it for a White Elephant gift. But when I went to buy the dirty deck of cards, someone had come in and they were trying to return something. And apparently they have a very strict return policy. And this person was not happy at the return policy, which was an entirely. That was the best experience. Was
it used?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
According to the person, lightly used.
That's they not claim, okay.
They claim that they opened the box, didn't like it, and didn't use it, but it had been opened. And you can't return that, and that person wasn't happy, and they said that there would be like, it's like, I want to speak to them. It was that.
I give you two dudes swallowing wieners.
So that was kind of fun.
God,
also,
Schultz,
when you
what are you doing over there?
Too many drops.
Also, when you walk in, very weird, they have the big photo of Larry Flint in the wheelchair. It's like a giant...
He's the hustler guy.
He's the hustler guy.
I don't want to see a decrepit old man, though.
But he's the man.
I thought maybe we'd have, like, young Larry Flint. No, dude, it's like old Larry Flint in the gold wheelchair.
I'm your creepy uncle.
Yeah, it's like right there. God. Whole thing. But yeah, the front of the store, whatever, the back of the store is way better. It's hilarious. One of the one of my favorite things that I saw was they had there's milking devices, And they had a thing where, you know, the beer hats?
I'm going to show you my boots.
That you wear the helmet and then it carries the two beers in it.
Yeah.
And then you can drink from the straw. Yeah. They had a milking. They had a milking helmet.
Oh my gosh.
Where you wear you wear the helmet and then it's got a straw, but instead of the straws going into the beer on the side of the helmet, it goes onto two suction cups. And so you can suction cup.
You didn't buy that.
I did not buy that.
That's dumb.
Although I thought that was kind of fun. The other one that I thought was great, and this is what I wanted to do for the white elephant gift, and I can I also say that I had no idea that sex toys were this expensive.
They ain't cheap.
No. Dude, that stuff is like...
Schulte knows that.
Yeah.
Darn tootin' to do.
I thought some of that stuff was just like a few bucks. One of the reasons I didn't buy this for the white elephant gift was, one, I thought that maybe it would be problematic, me showing up to the... to the Mrs. Party with this. And two, I was like, oh my God, how expensive is that? There is there's molds.
Oh yeah.
That you can make.
You can buy it for your partner.
You buy it for your partner. So we could have, like, if you bought this, you could make your very own Isaac Ropp and Nurse Knox.
Yeah. Well, that's from the movie. That's that was in there's a Seth Rogen movie. You should know this. You're the movie guy.
Oh,
why am I telling you? It's the Neighbors or something?
Yeah, the where they move next to the frat house.
Yeah, didn't the frat
house? I think it's called Neighbors.
The frat house did the penis molds.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes. So they had one called the Clone of Willie.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, this is hilarious. And then they had the, you know, the other one too. Dude, they were like $90 a pop. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so then that...
Wait, for the kit?
For the kit.
To take it home and do my own?
Yes.
I haven't seen that bad, actually.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
$90?
I mean, that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, you got to position everything. You got to get the silicone poured. You
gotta... Especially with this hog.
Come on, man.
So, I was like... When I saw those two things, I was like, this is amazing. I'm going to get both of these, and they'll be the white elephant gift. I'll package them together. And then when I saw it, I was like, $180. I'm like, I don't want to spend $180 on a white elephant gift. And then I also thought of how much trouble am I going to be in by bringing this? Like,
yeah, a lot.
A lot?
That's probably
Yeah,
I mean, there's got to be something in there that is better suited for what you're looking for.
Yeah. That was like I thought that was the... Of the stuff that I thought for a white elephant gift, that's the stuff that I thought was the best. Because some of the other stuff is just downright, like, disturbing. Like, you can't show up with plugs and other things.
Well, there's got to be other more mundane things in there, right?
Yeah, but those were kind of lame.
Like what?
They had a whole section of, like, party gifts, like, where there was, like, games and,
you can go to Spencer's Gifts at the mall and get that kind of stuff.
I would also like to point out that, once again, we have discovered another thing that Schulte is an expert on. So let's just go ahead and add deviant sex toys. I love it. I'm like, I'm shocked at how... Oh, no! Let me tell you. What you want to do is you want to ask for the 25% discount.
Might be giving away what my interests are off the air.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm a filthy bastard. They had a bondage bear, which I thought was kind of fun.
Well, that's cute. Let's talk about that. What's that?
Well, it was like a big stuffed teddy bear, but it was like in bondage, and then there was like things attached to the bear.
To the bear. So you leave them on the bear when you're not using them.
Yeah.
And then,
So I thought that was kind
of... Wait, it stores your products?
Yeah.
So. It's just kind of a cheeky way to
Like if you want like a bunch of bondage stuff, you get to put it on like a big teddy bear, which I thought was kind of fun. But again, because it came with all the bondage stuff, I was just a little surprised at how much some of that stuff was. Like, where is the idea of like a comic gift? I think that price tag for me is about $75. Because I'm assuming that's just going to get home. Like, you're going to, like, throw that away.
Yeah, so, you're really just buying it for the laugh.
I'm just buying it for a laugh. And, I don't know, $180, $150 is not, you know, that's not worth it. But I would tell you the 50th anniversary nudie playing cards is what came home with me. That was the only purchase that...
So what is it, like, pictures of...
Yeah, it's just like...
Pots?
Yeah, it's like Hustler...
Models, basically.
What are the Hustler? I believe the Hustler Honeys.
Yeah,
is what it is.
Is that what that's still called?
So,
Because this bitch is behind maintenance.
I am excited the first time we break out Nerds on Thanksgiving and everyone's getting their deck of cards and I get to say, whoa, 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 I've got my own. And you could get the, you can get like the scantily clad cards, the nude cards, or the, you know.
The really, yeah. really nude cards. Yeah.
So I went with the middle option, by the way.
I'd go with as dirty as you could get, baby.
Again.
Yeah, that'd be a little weird with your kids.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
Well, I didn't know kids were around this. I thought it was.
Well, he said it's the family. Yeah, it's family. Yeah. Come on, Schultzy, pay attention over there.
Yeah. So up tops are okay at a family. Okay.
Oh my God, yeah. He just ran that back.
Yeah.
Are you watching this game at all?
Yes, I'm sitting here on my little phone here.
This game's wild.
It is, and Davis Mills is terrible, but the Bills can't stop the run game.
So, the Texans went ahead to go up 10-9 mm-hmm. in a rock fight. Then Josh Allen threw a pick. That led to a Texans field goal.
Yes.
13-9. And now, on the ensuing kickoff, the Bills just ran it back for a tutty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 15-13 pending extra point.
Davis Mills, by the way, 3 of 12 yeah. on the day.
Well, at least he's not throwing it to the other team like Josh Allen.
No, he's not.
It was a pretty bad pick.
Yeah, they're fine. 15-13. Can the Texans score another... point
that sounds like somebody who has a bet on the Bills.
It's possible. It's
I know,
possible.
I know that tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah. There's also a nice. There was also a nice collection of shirts that I can't tell you what they say.
Jeff Russ would like those.
Yeah, there was definitely some of those. A lot of like Larry Flint for you know president, even though Larry Flint's dead. There was some. You know,
all right. Well.
Some different things.
I can tell you this. I will not be going into a Hustler Superstore anytime soon.
You should. It was fun. Again, will I go back? No. Should you go in one time? Maybe you want to buy, they had a gummy thong and bra for the missus. You
oh, could they pick, still have that stuff.
You could pick that up.
Edible garments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never liked the idea of that. Mm.
That did sound weird as a kid. I'm like, who's... Personally, you can't combine food and sex for me. I'm just not into that. Like, I don't even want to eat if I go to a strip club. It's like, why are you sitting here eating a steak? Don't do that. I just don't get it. Ho, ho, ho!
Bet you delivered some edible panties in your Santa days, huh? Schultzy?
Maybe a couple pairs, wow. Or maybe I ate them all.
Yeah, what even is the edible panty thing like?
Well, it starts a...
What is it?
It's so you can, you
don't
know,
worry, Schultz will tell you.
We all know what this is.
Well, actually, don't.
They're
like, what
wearing
is it?
Something that you can eat.
Well,
that's
I get that, but what
edible.
Is it? What is it, though?
Like a...
This was gummy.
Yeah, like licorice or gummy, basically.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
There you go.
Gets you in the mood. Getting turned on. Yeah, all right. Thank you for that
there,
report.
There is my report. On the Hustler store.
Thank you.
In Vancouver. Also, by the way, very clean.
There's another one over on Barber. I should go into that one and compare notes.
Oh, I've been to that one, actually.
Is that the one? Yeah, the one right on Barber and I-5?
Yes.
What's it called?
Like Fantasy?
Yeah, Fantasy.
That it's been, God, 12 years since I've been there. But
I'm going
been
in there.
There
after the show. Mm.
They had booths last time, I remember. They had the booths. Mm.
I'm going to need to see how those things are cleaned. Knowing your cleanliness, I'm not sure you want to go back in there. You might want to bring your own cleaner, maybe your own secret formula that you made. I'm not sure that the bleach wipe is going to cut it.
I do remember one was in use when we were there. Mm-hmm. So. Door was closed.
Gross.
Yep, that's what I thought.
God. People are so...
I mean, they had to be like 80 years old, right? It's like you've got a phone. You've got the internet.
Oh, I don't know.
Like,
about
we're.
That.
Come on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.